Brian, congratulations, you've got a new job titled. What does that mean in terms of the day-to-day role that you play?
I think now, you know, as manager of the seven performance schools, now my job's more about monitoring and trying to support the head coaches. We've got seven fantastic head coaches who I believe are the best in the country, but ultimately they will need support as well. So it's my job to support the coaches, and it's the coach's job to support the players, I guess, and make sure that we do create the best programme that we can for these young players, because that's what they deserve.
We're launching the seventh year of the Scottish FA's performance schools. Are they working?
Again, you know, we've got big ambitions for this programme, really big ambitions in terms of where we see it leading to in the next few years. All I can say in terms of short-term success, then the last 12 months has been very, very, very good. You know, probably exceeded the expectations to have 8... You know, 16-year-olds make their debut. It's quite remarkable to have young Billy Gilmore, you know, go and do what he did at the Scotland Under-21s. Again, that was probably exceeded the expectations. Young Chris Hamilton as well, at 16-year-old playing with the Under-21s. So the signs are all there. The programmes got better. The programmes became more specific, more focused. And like I say, we want to make sure we carry this on.
How much can the guys like Billy Gilmore, Harry Cochrane serve as inspiration to this latest intake?
I think it must. You know, if the young boys and girls, sometimes they don't like listening to adults because we preach a lot. But all they've got to do is go and look at what they've achieved. But ultimately, they've got to think why they've achieved it. It wasn't easy for any of those players. You know, it's no coincidence that Billy Gilmore's the first on the training ground, last off the training ground. It's the same with Harry Cochrane, it's the same with Dean Campbell, it's the same with Ethan Aaron. All the ones, and again, Chris Allen, I apologise for the ones I've missed there. But they've all got the same traits. They have all got the same traits. Technically, they're superb. Their attitude is as good as it can be, and they love football. That's important now that we try and create more of those. Like I said, we can't do it on our own. It's ourselves, it's the clubs, and it's the parents. But like I say, we've had success with those players, and the good thing for me as well in the programme is the boys that you've mentioned, the Billies and the Harrys of this world, this is their programme, and they really are proud of their programme, so they will keep coming back into the schools, and like I said, the boys can listen to them.